The City of El Paso's Department of Aviation, in collaboration with the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, presents their Art Windows exhibit featuring the works of Kristen Apodaca and Stephen Hastings. Reception and ribbon cutting happen on Thursday, February 20th at 11 a.m., and the exhibit will be featured through April 30th. In addition to her show at the airport, Kristen will also be live painting at the CDIY workshop that happens next Saturday at the main library in downtown El Paso. Here with us today is artist Kristen Apodaca. Welcome to State of the Arts. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I was telling you before we started recording, I can't believe we haven't done this yet.
I know. I see you out all the time and I'm just like, I don't even think about it.
I know. And like your work is everywhere too. It's kind of like, how do you do that?
I was just talking to someone else and I make sure that I have a strict routine for myself every day.
Do you keep like hours? You're like, I'm going to work.
Yes. Yeah, something. I have to. Yeah. That's the only way that I can stay focused on the millions of things that I'm doing.
It's kind of remarkable. So what is your schedule like? Like, what is your work chunk?
So I make sure that I wake up between 8 and 9:30.
Yeah.
I get bonus points if I wake up a little bit earlier. And then I make coffee, and then I look through my emails. So then I ease into all of my commission pieces. I give myself work time between 10 a.m. and 2.
That's your, like, power hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and then at 2, I make sure to eat something.
That's a good thing.
Because then I go to the gym at 4.
Oh, wow. So you're just like, do, yeah. Do, do, do.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I get back, I make sure that if I have something unfinished, I finish it. And I just keep going.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then just repeat. And how are you getting most of your work these days? Because I know, like, I see this beautiful, large window display at West Elm. And then yeah. I'll go to, like, the juice place, and there you are again. And then, you know, it's
like crossing the street, and there I am again.
Yes, the murals, and like, I mean, just everywhere.
Yeah, social media.
That's doing
media
it, huh?
Is like amazing. Yeah, and then word of mouth for sure.
Actually, wasn't that long ago, a friend asked me if I knew an artist for a downtown mural, and I was like, oh, yeah.
George?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, try this girl.
Yeah, he emailed me, and I was like, yes, Marina, yes. But that one took a while to get going, but that one's one of my favorites.
And this mural, that one that we're talking about, is the coolest because if you're on the streetcar route, it's on Father Rahm. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And
right before El Paso Street.
A nice chunk of wall.
It's about 60 feet long by 19 feet high.
How do you come up with your subject pieces? I feel like they're very female.
They are. I always like to consider it like a self-portrait. Because I am female. I identify as female. So in a way, they're always something about myself. That one's specific towards El Paso's foliage. You know, what we have around us.
Yeah.
What's growing around us. Those are everywhere. So I wanted those to be like really huge.
And they are.
They are. Yeah. They're massive. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I mean, you primarily use two colors.
Correct.
Black and white.
Yes.
Have you ever done color works?
So I went to school for oil painting. So I used to use a full palette of color, like, all the time for many years. But I always tell people I lived these pieces in color. Like, I see them in color. I drew them looking at color images. So to me, they're already in color.
Yeah.
And I like to describe objects with the most minimal amount of material possible. So black and white lines. And that's how I have it.
And you do a beautiful job of it.
Thank you.
Because it does. It looks like one stroke. And I can't think that it is one stroke because some of the pieces are gigantic. Maybe some of the smaller ones are.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely practice some of that also, of never lifting my pen. But I try to keep it super minimal as far as materials go.
Where did your passion for art come from?
I'd like to think that I always had it. I always had a little sketchbook with me. I've kept some of them from middle school.
Really? What were you drawing?
They're so silly. They're so ridiculous. A lot of movie characters. I was really into The Nightmare Before Christmas, so a bunch of the scenes, I would draw all of them.
Very black and white.
Yeah, yeah. Those ones are all colored. They're just so silly. They're all, they're so scary to look at. But yeah, I always drew, and in high school, I would try to change all of my assignments to drawing assignments and see how many I could get away with. And I did the same thing in college, and it worked. Like, in history, I didn't want to write a paper. So I was like, hey, can I illustrate my paper?
What I'm thinking about here.
Yeah, let me illustrate my history paper. And he's like, okay. So I got away with it.
And you're still getting away with
it. I'm still getting away with it, yeah.
Was it something like growing up, did your family embrace that side of you?
Yes. Yeah, any art materials that I wanted, they would like, get it okay. for me, yeah.
And what about when you decided to become an artist? Like, this is what I'm going to do.
That was scary, but I knew it had to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I was like, I can't spend my time doing anything else.
And here you are.
And here I am, yeah, art full time.
And I love that you got the memo right away that it is a business.
Right.
So tell us about that side of it, because I think that's the side that a lot of creative people struggle with. Maybe not as much with social media, because you can feel like solitary, but it is out there. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I do a lot of stuff from home. Like, I tell people my uniform is sweatpants. You know, I have so many different pairs mm-hmm. that I'm just hanging out. But with social media, it's made me working a lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot of people reach out to me and I just have to schedule it and plan what days I actually have to go outside and work on these pieces. But yeah, it's definitely 7 days a week, all day long.
And your commissions are all over the place, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've been doing a lot of personal commissions that I took on this month. So I just did a memorial piece for one of my friends. For the first time, I'm drawing a baby.
How's that going?
It was scary. It was because babies, you know, they're soft and they're fluffy and they're smooth.
I know, they're all cute, a little.
Yeah, and then you throw a bunch of lines all over their face and I'm just like, oh, it's going to be scary. But she came out so adorable.
So it worked
so
out.
So cute, yeah. I think I'm just going to start drawing babies forever. So.
Well, that's the thing. You do one. And
yeah,
then...
I have to do a bunch now. I have to.
So look out for the baby series.
Yeah, maybe. No, because everyone's going to be sending me pictures of their babies. That'll be fun.
I think so. Is there anything that, subject-wise, that you've been wanting to work out that you haven't quite gotten the courage to do? Or, well, maybe courage isn't the right word, but just something that you're like, I want to do that, but this isn't the right time.
I think I've been wanting to get a little weirder with my mural pieces. A lot of people know what they want and they kind of want to keep it a little safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be a lot of fun if they let me just get completely odd, completely surreal, and just slice up everything and everyone and just mesh it all together. So I'm just waiting on the right person to let me kind of get a little weird with it.
You're like, come on, man, it'll be
Yeah. But no, I've enjoyed all the murals I've done so far. But yeah, if I could just get a little weirder with it, that'd be so much fun.
But it does feel like you're definitely pushing your commissions. I mean, they're not all straightforward.
Right, yeah. A lot of people really embrace kind of where my artwork is going. And they're like, hey, whatever you see is the best way to do it, do it. So yeah, I've had a good support system with the people that get commissions from me.
Now, generally speaking, if you are commissioning a piece from you, let's say I send you a message on Instagram, mm-hmm. how long does it take from when I'm like, I want a picture of my baby to like...
I always direct those to my email because then I can keep everything separate because sometimes the DMs get a little crazy with, you know,
I can imagine.
People reaching out and complimenting me to people, you know, asking whatever they ask. It depends on how excited I get or how much time I have. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get really excited and push everything to the side and I'm like, hey, I can do this tomorrow. It just depends on the idea and kind of how that is shifting with what I'm doing at the moment.
Well, let's talk about that. What projects do you find the most exciting? Like when somebody says, hey...
You know what? It always hits me different. Like with the baby, I was just scared, but I was like, you know what? I should do it. It's something new. It's something I haven't done. Like, let's do it. People have asked me before, and I'm just like, you know, with my schedule, like, it won't work. But this one, I did it, and I don't know. She was just so cute. She had these big eyeballs, and I just went for it. And, you know, I sat down and sketched it out for about 3 hours, and I was like, let's do this.
And just knocked it out.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? Okay. Is there a dream job out there? Like something that you've been dying? Like, is there a wall out there? Is there...
You know what? I've been trying to apply to more things. Because yeah. I know artists don't want to write things. They want to make things.
Well, you just told us how you drew things.
Right, right.
Like,
but
exhibit A, right?
But we don't want to, like, talk about ourselves. And taking the time, I think, to fill out applications gets a little stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made sure to add that into my day, like, to... fill out applications for certain mural projects.
Yeah, why not? They're
so I've
there.
Just been put, yeah, and I've just been doing it, like putting it out there. So I recently got one for La Semilla.
Awesome.
The food center. Yeah, I didn't know if I would get that, and I got it. So I'm super excited.
That's going to be so cool.
That's coming up really soon. Yeah, I'm excited about that one because It's going to be local and family farmers, I believe. So that's where we get our kind of ideas for the murals, from their stories. So I'm really excited about that one.
That sounds like a beautiful project.
Yeah, I'm really, 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 really excited.
Okay, so one thing we also need to clear up, and I like to clear this up for you with other people, is that your name is not Christina.
Yes.
Her name is Kristen.
Correct.
And if you want to find her on social media, where do they look for you?
If you know how my mom spelled my name, you could search Kristen. If you type that in properly, I should pop up. So it's Kristin, Christin.m.a.
There you have it. So don't call her Christina.
My grandpa called me Christina yesterday and thought it was really cute.
Well, he is your grandpa.
It was not cute. It was not cute. It was not cute.
I've seen the reaction. So whenever I'm in the same room with her, I'm like, call her Kristin, please.
Sometimes I just let it slide. Like, all right.
And other times, no.
No, other times I just can't. No.
Well, I look forward to seeing your artwork out there.
Thank you.
And I'm glad we finally got to talk about it.
Definitely.
Today, my guest has been artist Kristin Apodaca. She will have a show at the airport. It opens on February 20th and it'll be up through April 30th. And you can also catch her live painting on February 22nd, next Saturday, at the Downtown Library from 12 to 2 during the CDIY workshop. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.